Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, I just saw three very different kinds of shows on and off Broadway. First, there was Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York. That's on Broadway. It had not originally tempted me for some reason, but dare I say I found it delicious. Yes, only two on that stage, so by the time it's over, we come to know them as well as others in their past and future lives. Dougal is a Brit in New York to attend the wedding of the father he's never met. And he and we meet Robin, the sister of the bride. The familial complications are hilarious and ultimately very touching. Oh yes, there is a cake in there. Anyway, this show received about seven Tony nominations, including for lead actor Sam Tutty, I believe. Well deserved all. And then I saw Are You Now or Have You Ever Been? This is the nonfiction, obviously, play about those famous or infamous 1950s congressional hearings focusing on Hollywood figures suspected of communist leanings. Written by the late Eric Bentley, an excellent cast reads the actual words spoken over a number of those hearings, which were also known as HUAC, H-U-A-C, House Un-American Committee. The names are familiar, I believe, to most of us. Elia Kazan, Lionel Stander, Paul Robeson, Lillian Hellman, and more. One is Abe Burrows. I bring this up because it's interesting that last week I discussed the death of sitcom writer-director James Burrows, and I mentioned he, in fact, came from a theatrical family. Abe was his father, the man who wrote Guys and Dolls and How to Succeed in Business, among others. Are You Now or Have You Ever Been is in a limited run at City Center. It's difficult not to be impressed, moved, and frankly a little frightened. Finally, at the St. Luke's venue on West 46th, there is a country western pop night of sorts happening called Music City. It's well done under Eric Tucker's direction. The book is by Peter Zinn and the music and lyrics by J.T. Harding. The show manages to convey a lot of feeling with so little. There's a story here of sorts about brothers, a mother and daughter, and frankly about ambition. Although the script takes us to multiple locations, we never fully leave the mystical sanctuary of a Nashville bar. Music City previously started at a smaller venue, apparently, and this version is receiving very nice reviews. As for theater news, he's coming back. Who? Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yep, him. He will star in Warriors at the L'Enfantine Theater on Broadway next spring, 2027. The musical, based on the 1979 action film The Warriors, will begin previews in March with an official opening in April. We've had The Outsiders, and we now have The Lost Boys, and now this adaptation. Are we seeing a trend here? And another exciting name is coming back, that one being one of my favorite writers in all mediums, Aaron Sorkin. Lincoln Center Theater's coming season will include a new staging of his play A Few Good Men, in which military soldiers encounter the limits of obedience. Can you handle the truth? Does that ring a bell? Uh-huh. The production will star Bradley Whitford, who was a star of The West Wing, which was created by Aaron Sorkin. One more piece of fun news, The Sound of Music, starring Betty Boop herself, or the woman who played her last, Jasmine Amy Rogers, will open on Broadway in the spring. That's the first revival of that show in 30 years. My farewell of the week, well, not quite for a person, but for an entity that promotes them. Bonu Bryant Brown, BBB it was always known as, is the longest-running, continuously operating public relations firm on Broadway. Its first clients when the company opened in 1991 were the aforementioned Guys and Dolls, Michael Feinstein in concert, and A Christmas Carol with Patrick Stewart. Since 1991, BBB's more than 400 Broadway and off-Broadway productions have won 12 Pulitzer Prizes. I certainly thank them for their service. Don't forget the show's closing soon now, Dog Day Afternoon. Proof, Joe Turner's Come and Gone, Every Brilliant Thing, Death of a Salesman, and Ragtime, they're all closing within weeks. So now is your chance to get good seats for much less money. And finally, if you haven't had enough of World Cup fever, get thee down to the Soho Playhouse for Why I Stuck a Flare Up My Arse in England, or for England. Why I Stuck a Flare, I don't know enough about soccer, but Why I Stuck a Flare Up My Arse for England. That one starts July 8th, and apparently it was a big hit on the West End. Well, I have gotten my arse back to the West Coast, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.